day, I come there, I left my notes at home. So my first reaction was to turn around and to, you have to handle it like a man, you know, and Baruch Hashem.
It's the first day that nothing to compare it to.
Right.
Yes.
Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Shlach lecha anoshim, send for yourself men, v'yosuru eseretz Kenan, they'll scout out the land of Kenan, asher ani noisim levnei Yisrael. Ish echod, one man each, lamate avoysov, from his father's shevet, tishlachu, koil nosi bohem, everyone a leader amongst them. So Rashi says, Shlach lecha, what is lecha? She says, Shlach anoshim, send men. What's shlach lecha anoshim? V'daitcha. So you're sending it with your own, this is your own initiative. Ani eini mitzav lecha, I'm not commanding you to do it. Im tirtza shlach, why? Because Klal Yisrael came and they said, let's send men lefaneinu, let's send people out in front of us. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard it. And he asked Nature with the Shechina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, I said that the land is good. Chayechem, you want to go out and have Meraglim? And he knows you have Mokim Litus B'divri HaMeraglim. I'm going to give them a Mokim to make a mistake with the words of the Meraglim, Laman Lo Yeshua, in order that they don't inherit the land. So it sounds like a little bit over here that the Rav Moshe was out to get them. Chayechem, and he knows you have Mokim Litus. I'm going to give them a Mokim to make a mistake. Most of the time, it's a little bit hard to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be bedafka out to get them. It's like, in a little way, taking away their koyach ha-bechira. So Rabbi Yerucham Lvovitz explains chas v'chalila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be out to get them to make a mistake. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. He leaves everything up to the koyach ha-bechira. Norvos, it's called Zman a person's b'teach b'Hashem, and he's attached to Hashem. He has a special siyata d'shmaya, to see things properly and to interpret things properly. But once he's b'teach in his own, and he's not Samech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where all the problems start. Because when you're b'teach b'Hashem and you're attached to Hashem, then you have a special siyata d'shmaya. But if a person is Samech on himself, then the Eitzahara has many ways of getting him to fall, and that's when he gets himself in trouble. Without siyata d'shmaya, it's impossible to succeed. So Kolzman, they were going, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to go, and they understood, Hashem knows best for us, we're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That came along with the special siyata d'shmaya. But now that they're saying this l'cha anoshim, they're being samech on themselves, they're not relying on Hashem, so that special siyata d'shmaya is gone, and now there's a mokum litois. So when Rashi says, chayechem ani noisim lehem mokum litois, ani noisim, I'm going to give them permission to go. But without giving permission, there's going to be a makom litois because they're not going to have the siyata d'shmaya. And there's a tremendous, tremendous lesson to be learned from over here. The Ramban says that the Meraglim were listed in the order of their greatness. So you have over here, if you look through, Lamata Shamur ben Zakur, Shavat ben Chayri, Kola ben Yefuneh, Lamata Ephraim Hoshea ben Yisachar, Yigal ben Yosef, Lamata Ephraim Hoshea ben Nun. That means these first four were on a higher madrega than Yeshua ben Nun. You must say that. Yeshua was the Godel, Yisrael, he was the man of Yisrael. So the first four, according to the Ramban, were greater than Yeshua ben Nun, and afal pikein, they fell. What's the pshat? Because without siyata d'shmaya, there's no way that we can stand up to the Yetzirah. We need that special siyata d'shmaya. Shlach lecha anoshim. So I saw a very nice ha'orah. It says over here, Shlach lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, send for yourself. But in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the story, he said, you came and you said, Nishlecha anoshim lefaneinu, send the men before us, v'yoshivu oisonu davar, and they'll bring back an answer to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shlach lecha, send them, they're your shluchim, they'll answer to you. The Bnei Yisrael said, Nishlecha anoshim lufaneinu, v'yoshiva isanu davar. So the Vilka Mir Magid explains like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. They're going to come to you. They are your shluchim. They will tell you over the story, and yours will be the interpretation. You'll interpret exactly what they saw. But Klal Yisrael, they didn't have the same intention. They said, Nishlach Anoshim, Yoshiva Isanu Dabar. L'besayif the Miraglim Taka came, they did Shalika Ratzon Hashem. They didn't come to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the pasuk over here, "Vayavoyu el Moshe v'al Aaron v'al Kol Adas Yisrael, vayashivu oisam davar," to all of them. Hagam Rashi Taka doesn't learn like that. Rashi Lamaisa says to Moshe v'Aaron, but he's saying b'derech brush. But they came to all of them. Vayashivu oisam davar. They answered it to everybody. They didn't listen to the tzivu of Moshe. So that was their kilkul. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Shlach l'cha." They come to you privately, and they will give it over to you. And they will help. Today, you know, you hear in the news about leaks. This one leaked this, and this one leaked that. They leaked it out. They got Klal Yisrael. That was the whole tzara. You're telling it to the Hamayin Ham. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted was come to Moshe. Tell him over what you saw. You'll have the Das Torah of the Gadol Hador to interpret exactly what you saw, and then they won't be a problem. But they went and they said it to the Hamayin Ham. The Hamayin Ham does not see things the way they should be seen always. And that's where the Tzara came. By Yeshua, it doesn't say that. By the Meraglim that Yeshua sent out, it says, by Yeshua Shnei HaAnoshim, the two people came back, by Yavoyu El Yeshua Benun, by Yisapru Vay. They didn't say it over to the Hamayin Ham. So that was one of the ways that this, they deviated from the Shlichus. Hashem said, Shlach L'cha, and you should be the only interpreter of what they saw over there. And they went and they leaked it to the rest of the people. That was a major mistake that was made by the Meraglim. One of the things Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim to see, Umo Ha'aretz, what is the earth? Hashmeino hi imroza, is it fertile or is it lean? Hayesh bo'eitz im ayin. I saw a Ha'aretz from the Mashgiach in Klutsk, Hagoyim HaTzadik, Rabbi Yosef Leib in the Nedik. It's Mashgiach in Klutsk. And he asked the Ha'aretz, he says, picture to yourself, you tell someone, oh, he's in a Siberian prison camp. And he hears the news, he's going to be freed, he's going to be taken out of the country. She starts asking, well, what's with the country? Is it nice there? Is the weather good? Is the land this? Is the land that? He looks at the guy and says, he's crazy. You're in a prison camp here in Siberia, the worst Gehenna imaginable. You can't get any worse than that. And you're asking Shilas, what is the land that you're taking me to? That's not much what the Yidden were doing. They're in the Midbar, a Mokoyim Shmama, a place which is totally desolate, and they're starting to ask questions. Is the land good? Is it not? Is it fertile? Is it this? Like, what's the Pshat? So he said, Amari the Kipshat, if the Yidden would have felt inconvenienced in the Midbar, then ain't a chinami, then you have a Shaila. But the Yidden felt in the Midbar on Mamash at the top of the world. They had the Anani HaKavod, they had the Mon, they had the Be'er Shel Miriam. Most of all, they had the Mishkan with the Hiskarvus of the Shechina. You know, tremendous kir. We can be massive what that means to have the Shechina living amongst them. They felt they had everything, and they weren't losing a thing. And they were afraid. And this is what the Sfarim say. This is one of the things that Meraglim were afraid of. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan will be somewhere. We'll be all be far away from the Mishkan. We're not going to have that same Hiskarvus. We're not going to have that same... So what's going to happen to our Ruchnius? What's going to happen? We're going to be far from the Madrega that we're on right now. So they wanted to see if the land lends itself to Ruchnius. And also, are we going to have other things? You know, we're leaving the comforts over here. This was a L'shem Shemayim, wonder. Ad kedei kach, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the story. In Parshas Devarim, he says, V'atikrivu ne'elai kulchem. You all came to me. You said, I was happy with it. Why? Because I saw that there was something to what you were asking. So they taka had what they asked about. They were worried. They were concerned. Does the land lend itself for Ruchnias, or is it going to take us away? So what did they do so terrible? You know, what was so terrible? You know, they wanted to stay in the Matzav in the Midbar. Pashtim Shad, I would say, you know, which Hashem tells you to go, you go, despite the Frum Cheshbainis. You know, if Hashem says to go, you can have all the Frum Cheshbainis in the world. Hashem said, what's Tachlis of the Pshat? So like this, the Tachlis of a person is not to be together with the Shechina the whole time and to be with the Mishkan. He has to go out and spread the Kedusha to the rest of the world. You know, there's no kunst to be there together with Hashem all the time, to have everything mamish b'kedusha, and leave the rest of the world bare of anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take the kedusha that we imbibe at certain points in our life and to go out and to spread it. So Rosh Shlomo Volbin says, he spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Ve'Ever engrossed in learning. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to go out and spread that kedusha to the rest of the world. That's the purpose, right? A child has it the best in his mother's womb. It's Mayridik. What's the child missing in his mother's womb? But to be there for the rest, you know, its entire life, doesn't his kintachlis. The kid has to go out and he has to live his life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves the wonderful Shamayim up there, the celestial area, and he comes down here and he lowers himself to spread Kedusha to others. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted the Bnei Yisrael to live normal lives. This was a dream world of the Anani HaKovid and the Be'erish Shel Miriam and the constant Shechinah on top of them, right? This was a dream world, but that wasn't the Tachlis. You have to go into Eretz Yisrael, bring Kedusha into the land. Yaakov Avinu, I saw there's a Chazal that says that he had 2 or 3 million sheep. He was shepherd over 2 or 3 million sheep. The kunz was, he didn't become lowered because of the sheep. Lehepach, he brought the sheep up to a high madrega. That was the tachlis. And our tachlis is to bring the bria up to a high madrega. So there's no kunz to be in the midrash the entire time. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, Alpi, the Mashgiach and Klesk, Rav Yosef Leib Nededek. Three times in the Torah, it says Uri Isam. In this week's parsha, it says it twice. It says Uri Isam es Haaretz, Mahi. It says Uri Isam Oisoi, by the parsha of Tzitzis. And it says, in the beginning of parsha Shemois, the Pari Melech Mitzrayim told them, Yaldus Oevriyos, Uri Isam Alohovnoyim. You'll see on the birth stool. And then Uvahamitan Oisoi, if it's a boy, you'll kill him, and Basi Vachoyim. So usually when you have three words appearing, there's always the Sfarim make a connection between the three. I once mentioned it years ago, Amari the Kevilna Goyim, that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Istakel b'shloisha dvarim, v'iyata boli de'aveira. Dami ayin basa, mitipa sruchi, came from a little drop of zera. Ulon atahoylech, l'mokam rima v'seleya, into the ground, place of decay. So the gross is that's the three reisims. The first reisim, reisim alo of noyim, where you were born. Dami ayin bosa. The second is reisim es haaretz. Remember, you can end up in the ground. The third is reisim ayisoy of nemiyata osa litin din v'cheshem. I once heard a Mari de Kipshat, Dvar Musar over here, that the three reisims are very much attached to each other. Where was the mistake of the Maradim? What was their mistake? The mistake was the Zayir HaKadosh says that they thought that if they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their Nesius. They're owing the Siyim in the Midbar, and when it comes into Eretz Yisrael, that whole thing is going to be redone, and they're no longer going to be in the Siyim. That clouded their vision. Mamish. Because Hashem did a Mari Diki Chesed with them. Medrash tells us Hashem made all of the governors of the different provinces in Eretz Yisrael die so that everybody will go out to be mechaved them, and they're not going to pay heed to the Meraglim. And they managed to type it up the exact opposite. They typed it up, it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you see that the cities are fortified, you know that they're scared. Because if they're such a Yibayim, what do they need fortified cities for? And they lehepek, they use that knowledge, you know, the beautiful fruit, they use that, oh, you shouldn't think of fruits, it's terrible. How is it that such great people could fall and misinterpret? The Teretz is, when a person sees his egin and negius, he only sees his own thing, so then negius clouds everything, you're not able to see straight. Called the Chassam Sofer. I've mentioned this a number of times already. The Chassam Sofer says, "Ochen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'onoichi lo yadati." But makom with his union of being mekayim the rotzon Hashem of kiddush Hashem shemayim, you can't put any onoichis. My egin of ritzonis can't be in the way. That has to stay out. There can't be any negias. Personal interest has to become bottle. Over here, they had their personal interests involved. They were afraid they were going to lose the nesius. That's the three reisims. The key to everything is a re'isam ha'isai. You have to see, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? What is his ratzon? What Hashem wants is always best for us. On the two sides you have Uris and Aloha of Noyim, Shifra and Pur. They could have been Myra had to kill those children. They said, listen, it's going to happen anyway. If we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. We might as well save our lives. But it says, "Vatirena hamyaldas eser leikim." They feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they were not Myra Heter. They didn't do like the Melech Mitzrayim. They were takim makayim dur isem aysay. On the other hand, the Meraglim, they were not makayim dur isem aysay. They saw themselves. All they saw was their egin and the gears, and that's where they flubbed it up. The yisayd of urisem is urisem aysay. To see Hashem, and then you have a clear vision of everything. That's the Mialdays. On the other hand, the ones that were not makayim dur isem aysay, they saw their egin and ritzayinas, their own negias. That was the Meraglim. I might have mentioned this once before, how the Chofetz Chaim said how a person can have the truth staring him in the face and he totally doesn't see it. So there was a famous apikoros in Europe, the late 1800s, early 1900s. His name was Avram Doiv Michael Levinson. He had a board in Peyus, Mamish Lahadris Ponim. He started a seminary for modern rabbis, you know, against the Gedolim. And he was an apikoros. He had a friend who was a big thinker by the name of Ginsberg. So they once had a discussion if there's life after death, if there's such a thing as Olam Haba, like as if it's a shayla. So they made a deal with each other that whichever one of them dies first, he should come back to the other one, the Hokit, Zayi B'chaloyim, awake or in a dream, and let him know that there's something up there. Sure enough, Ginsberg died first. And Levinson, Chofetz Chaim told over the story, and Levinson was once taking a walk on a fine sunny day. He's passing by a cemetery, and all of a sudden, standing there, staring him in the face, as they were giving him a Shalom Aleichem, was his good friend Ginsberg. Because he fainted on the spot, had to carry him off to the hospital, Mamish, you know, took him a couple of weeks to recover. Some people knew about his discussion, and they said, no, so do you believe now that there's something after death? Nah, it was my emotions were getting the better of me. I was hallucinating. I was this, I was that, blah, blah, blah. But Chofetz Chaim said, a person can have the truth staring him in the face, but his eyes are clouded by his own preconceived notions, his own preconceived ideas, and you're not able to see the truth. That's what happened with the Meraglim over here. They were not Mekayim Dur Isem Aysay, and Shifra and Pur were Yer Mekayim Dur Isem Aysay. Maybe the beautiful pshat, Ad Mosai La'eda Haro Hazayis, Hashahem Alinam Aloy. How long for this evil assembly that provokes complaints against me? So Rashi brings down, La'eda Haro, this assembly, Eilu HaMeraglim, Mikan La'eda Shehi Asara. From here you see that a minion is with ten. It's a pillar plan. Here you learn out that a minion of Kedusha, for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Shemon Esri, for Tefillah, anytime, you know, you need a quorum and a people to get together, you need ten, and where do we learn from? From the Meraglim. How could it be that from Chaitim we should learn that this is the way to serve Hashem? And also, in the very posuk where there's a complaint against him, they're gathering against, you know, to provoke, you know, tzaris. From their goof we learn the inyan of a minion. So David Kviya, Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, said over, he heard from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, the Torah is coming to tell us that even if you have a minion of people that are not, you know, what they should be, Afal Pikein, the Shechina rests amongst them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava to Klal Yisrael is so great that even a minion of people that gather against Hashem, Afal Pikein, the Shechina dwells amongst them. Favos. Because amongst each Yid, there's the Pintel of Yid. There's the Nekuda HaPnimis in every Neshama. It might be well hidden, it might be covered up by Yetzer Hara, by Midas Rois, or whatever it is. But within every single Yid, no matter how bad he appears, deep down inside there's the Pintel of Yid. And Memela, Dafka, from this pasuk we learn out, the Shechina is amongst 10 people, even if they're not what they're supposed to be. Those are Dr. Moshe. How many times do you find in Chazal, famous Chazal bring down, on the pasuk, Vayorach Hasreach Begodov, the Yitzchak Avinu, when it came to give Yaakov Avinu the Bracha, he smelled the reich of his begotten. So the Medrash says, Al tikri begodav el boigdav. Don't merely read it his begodim, read it those that rebelled against Hashem. Kigoyin who? Zok the Medrash. Kigoyin yoisi mishisav yakim ishtrayris. The Medrash tells us a mice in the times of the Yevonim, you know, the Yevonim, when they wanted to go into the Heichol to take out, to be metamid, they were scared to go in there, like a color by themselves. So he saw, oh, there's one of the Misyavnim, a Yid, the Judah went off the Derech, he'll go in there. Yoisi mishisav, go in there, whatever you want, you can take out. So he marches into the Beis HaMikdash. First thing, he goes into the Heichol, picks up the menorah and walks out with it. When he walked out with it, even they got like, oh, wait, a menorah, that's already too much. They told him, listen, this is already too much. Go in and take something else. So he thinks to himself, that's how wide I've sunk, that I went in and just took out the menorah, and even the goyim, they hold that it's no good. And I went ahead and I did it. He says, no, B'shem, if I'm not going in again. So he told him to go in. He said, no, I'm not going. And they started forcing him and punishing him until they put him on a bed of spikes and they pushed him. He was nifty. He died al-Kiddush Hashem. So what's the pshat? The worst misyaving. He was willing to go into the Beis HaMikdash to take out the menorah, but deep inside there's a pintaliyid. One of his rav said, because he came in contact with the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash, that sort of like caused the inner pintaliyid to be flamed up. But that's the lesson to be learned over here. It's bedafke by Rishon that the Torah tells us the sinyan of the minyan, because even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his shkinah together with us. Vayashkimu baboiker, vayalu, after the mice of the Meragdim, the Yidden saw, what did we do? A terrible, terrible thing. They saw that people died. Shrekel chaveiru. Vayashkimu baboiker, they got up in the morning. Vayalu el Rosh Shahar Lamer, they went up to the top of the mountain saying, Hinanuvo, Linu el Amokim, we're going up to Eretz Yisrael. Ashamar Hashem Chotanu. That Hashem said, we sinned by not wanting to go there. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, no, don't go up there. Hashem is no longer with you and you're going to get wiped out. You don't have that Siyata Dishmaya. So the Alter from Kelmi asked the question, what happened to them all of a sudden? From one second to the next. Look, the Kulano, we're not going. Nitna Roish, let's make for ourselves a head. When Hashubim is trying and they're complaining. All of a sudden, they go like mamish to the opposite extreme. It sounds like schizophrenic over here. You know, from one second to the next, yeah, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Well, going back to Mitzrayim. Oh no, let's go, let's fight the enemy. What happened to them all of a sudden? So Halfman Kahn says like this, it's a dover yedua. Godel ha-metzuveh v'oisim v'she'en ha-metzuveh v'oisim. Someone that is mechuyev to do something is greater than one that doesn't. Why? Because he has a yetzahara. When someone's metzuveh v'oisim, the yetzahara does everything to stop him from doing it. And Mameva, it's much harder to do the mitzvah. Someone that's not mitzvah, the Yetzirah doesn't bother him so much. But someone that's mitzvah, the Yetzirah does everything to stop him. Mameva, Lechad Chilo, when Hashem commanded them to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Yetzirah was working full force, right? So then they had the Yetzirah not to go. But now what happened? Now that Hashem didn't want them to go, the Yetzirah turns around and says, go. That's the way of the Yetzirah. And the lesson to be learned from here is that the Yetzirah is not a reality. The Yetzirah just goes whichever way the wind goes, that's the way the Yetzirah goes. If you're supposed to do this, it'll stop you from doing it. If you're supposed to do that, it'll go in the opposite direction. Because the Yetzirah is not a real Metzias. He is a real Metzias. But he tries getting you not to do that which you're supposed to do. And if we're aware of that, if we know that whatever is the right thing, it's always going to be harder because of the Yetzirah. You know, so don't be gyrus. It's just an outer force that's trying to stop us from doing whatever, but it's all really in the way we look at it. And if we realize that all the hardships come about because of the Yetzirah, the more we ignore it, eventually he'll leave us alone. Aguten Shabbos.
By the 10 Jews concept, how do we understand like a reform show?
What?
What do we understand by like a reform show? What does that mean? The Shekhinah? We wouldn't say that, would it?
I think the pshat is that you're not Yaitza by going there, and the truth is, practically speaking, we have to protest against them. But I think the pshat is the Torah is telling us the singing of a mean. They were from a Yidden.
Yes, that's
they were from Yidden. They sinned.
So,
but yeah, people that don't, the chalal are
talking. We're not talking about Abikorsim there.
What?
Just because there's 10 people that Abikorsim happen to be Jews, that does that mean the Shekhinah is there? Is that how we understand it?
I don't think so. I don't think so, no. So, I think that the pshat is that over here we were talking